Welcome to the Basketball Box Score Podcast, where we break down the evening's action, check out the stats, check out the scores, see who did well and see who didn't. I'm Bubcast. Oh, my co-host Mackage not in today, so I'll give you a quick rundown of yesterday's five games. The games on February 12th, 2019, Tuesday. We had five games on the slate. The first one was the Atlanta Hawks hosting the Lakers. That looked like it was going to be easy money. Lakers were favored by six, but they did lose 117 to 113. Let's see what happened here. Dwayne Dedmon had 12 points, five boards. They were led in scoring by both Trae Young and John Collins, both with 22 points. Trae Young had 14 assists. Wow. He did have six turnovers, though. Six rebounds, one steal, and one block. John Collins did not get to a double-double, but he was a very efficient 8 of 15 from the field. Eight rebounds, three assists, two turnovers. The other starter in double figures was Taurean Prince. 17 points on 6 of 14 shooting, 4 of 9 from 3. He had six boards and one assist with a block. Off the bench, a couple guys in double figures, a couple of the Len Sanity cousins. Alex Len, 11 points, 4 of 5 from the field. And Vince Carter had 24 minutes, 11 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and 1 turnover. Huter got the start, 25 minutes. He only had 5 points, 2 assists. And Mackage's favorite, Bembry, 23 minutes. He had 6 points on 3 of 6 shooting, 6 boards, 3 turnovers. On the Lakers side, they were led by LeBron James, 8 of 20 from the field, 3 of 10 from deep, 9 of 11 from the nine. He did have a triple-double, 28 points, 11 boards, 16 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. So he filled up a stat sheet in this game. Kuzma had 19 points, 5 boards, 1 assist. Brandon Ingram had 19 on 7 of 14 shooting, goes 6 boards and 1 assist, 4 turnovers. Reggie Bullock played 35 minutes in the starting point guard spot. He had 15 points on 6 of 11 shooting, 5 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals, and a block. A couple guys off the bench. Rondo played off the bench 33 minutes. He was 5 of 10 from the field, 13 points, 6 turnovers, 4 assists, 7 boards. And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, also in double digits, had 13 points, 2 boards. Beyond that, Wagner got 5 minutes of time, went 0 for 1. And Stevenson went over 5 in 14 minutes. Chandler and Hart did not play. Okay, on to the next one. This was my pick, and I was not correct. I thought the Celtics' chemistry was waning, and they pulled out a big game in Philly. They won 112 to 109. Let's see what we have here. Hayward, big game off the bench without Kyrie in the game. Kyrie did not play. Hayward had 26 points on 8 of 11 shooting, 6 of 7 from deep, 4 boards, 3 assists. Horford had 23 points, 9 of 16 shooting, 8 boards, 5 assists, 4 steals. And Tatum put up a nice double-double, 7 of 15 shooting, 20 points, 10 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Marcus Morris had 17 points, 7 of 13 shooting, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. And Marcus Smart had 8 points, 3 of 14. Well, that pretty much sums it up. Rozier, yeah, no. Wanamaker did play 6 minutes, had a rebound, 0 for 0. And that will do it for the Boston side. On the Philly side, Joel Embiid had a nice double-double, 23 points, but 9 of 22 shooting, so they were definitely reining him in this game. 14 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. Jimmy Butler had 22 points on 7 of 12 shooting, 9 rebounds, 1 assist. All 5 starters in double digits here, double figures. Ben Simmons had 16 points, 7 of 9 shooting, 5 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. And J.J. Redick went 4 of 8 from deep. He had 16 points, 4 of 11 from the field, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. And Tobias Harris, not so great on the shooting. 4 of 14, he had 10 points, 8 boards in the losing effort. Off the bench, Jonathan Simmons had 7, and Boban had 4 points and 6 rebounds in 10 minutes. TJ McConnell also had 9 points, and Mike Scott played 13 minutes and did not score. Okay, on to the third game of the night. I'm just going to check out this line real quick. Where the Grizzlies took on the Spurs. The Spurs were favored by 6. They did not cover. They only won by 1 point, 108 to 107. LaMarcus Aldridge and Patty Mills both had 22 points. Aldridge, 8 of 15 shooting, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 blocks. Patty Mills, off the bench, 27 minutes. He had 22 points, 7 of 12 shooting, 6 of 8 from deep, 3 assists. Rudy Gay had 15 points, 12 boards, 8 assists. Nice game for him, but 4 of 11 shooting. Davis Bertans, 17 points on 5 of 7 shooting, 4 of 4 from deep, 3 rebounds. And DeRozan, 12 points, 5 for 19, and in spite of that, they still won. 6 boards, 5 assists, and a steal. Also off the bench, Bellinelli had 11 points on 4 of 10 shooting, 2 boards, 2 assists. And Dante Cunningham came close to a 4 trillion, but he did have a rebound. On the Memphis side of things, Avery Bradley with a big game. 33 points, 15 of 21 shooting. Wow. Must have been leaving him open or something. 6 boards, 6 assists. He was on my team before. I might have to pick him up again. Now he's getting some run over here in Memphis. Let's see here. Justin Holiday had 11 points, 5 for 11. 4 boards, 2 assists, 3 turnovers. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 9 points, 5 boards. And Maggie's favorite doesn't look like so much of a robbing now. Yvon Robb started, only played 11 minutes, 2 points on 1 of 3 shooting. But who did play a lot was Jonas Valanciunas off the bench, 21 minutes, 23 points, 9 of 11 shooting, and 10 boards. Double-double off the bench for him. Looks like he's going to be filling in at the center role pretty soon here. CJ Miles had 10 points, 4 boards, and Bruno Caboclo, he had 4 points. Joakim Noah had 8 points and 4 boards, 4 assists. Yeah, so that will do it for this game. 2 more to go. The Magic took on the Pelicans. Now, we've been hyping this up. This first half of the Magic game, we've been hyping this up. I mean, we've been noticing this trend. It has been very apparent to us. We have called it out. Orlando is very sneaky. And in this game, boy, were they sneaky. I mean, they outscored the Pelicans 39-17 in the first quarter and then only lost the second quarter by 5 points, 29-24. They were getting plus 2.5, so that was free money. Mackage and Bubcasto giving you free money on that one. You're welcome. Hope you cashed in. I put a measly $11 to win 10, but at least it was something. I'm happy to cash in on the trends that we're seeing here, and I'm hoping that y'all cashed in as well. So the Magic easily defeated the Pelicans, 118-88. Let's see, what was the line on this game? The Pels were favored by 4.5, and they covered by 34.5 points. Orlando did. Let's see what Orlando did. Where did all these points come from? 4 starters with 20-plus, led by Nikola Vukovic. He had 25 points on 10 of 18 shooting, 17 boards, 3 assists. They just had no answer for him down low. 2 steals. I mean, they tried the Okafor-Davis lineup. I guess that's not flying. So we'll get back to them in a second. Fournier had 22 points, 7 of 16 shooting, 6 boards, 4 assists. And Jonathan Isaac, nice game, 20 points, 7 of 18 shooting, 2 of 9 from deep. Okay, maybe not so nice. 7 boards, 1 assist, and 3 blocks. Aaron Gordon had 20 points on 6 of 10 shooting. Very efficient game for him. 6 of 6 from the stripe, 4 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. Off the bench, I mean, well, we could get to DJ Augustine, the only other starter we didn't mention. 1 of 3, 2 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. No other double digits off the bench. Isaiah Briscoe had 8 assists, 6 boards, and 3 points. Terrence Ross, only 3 points, if you're wondering after those blow-up games. And our favorite, Kem Birch. He had 6 points, 3 of 5 shooting. On the Pelicans side, I mean, Anthony Davis went 1 for 9, 3 points, 6 rebounds. So that's a sad situation over there. Only two stars in double digits. They were led by Etuan Moore. 19 points on 8 of 13 shooting, 3 boards, 1 assist. Drew Holiday had 16 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. Off the bench, Tim Frazier had 10 points on 4 of 8 shooting, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. And Julius Randle came off the bench and poured in 15 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 turnovers. Not much else to see there. Which will take us to Mackage's pick and the Mackage Colliery that if the Warriors are giving up 10, you should just take the Warriors. If the Warriors are giving up less than 10, you should just take the Warriors. They were giving up 9. Mackage took the Warriors, minus a 9. Initially, he thought it was 8, so, you know, he was a little bit closer. It did come out to be 9. They ended up winning by 7 against the Jazz, 115 to 108. Kevin Durant led the team in scoring, 28 points, 11 of 19, 1 of 6 from deep. He had 7 assists, 2 rebounds. DeMarcus Cousins had a double-double, 10 rebounds, 12 points on 4 of 17 shooting. Wow, that's impressive. Steph Curry, 8 of 19, 24 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. Nice game by him. And Klay Thompson had 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks, and an assist. Off the bench, Andre Iguodala had 13 points, 5 of 6 shooting, 3 assists, 5 boards, and a bunch of single digits beyond that. Draymond had a Draymond-esque game, 6 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. So he's getting all the categories for you. All right. On the Utah side, led in scoring by Donovan Mitchell, 10 of 29 from the field, a very inefficient 25 points, 3 of 8 from deep. He had 7 boards, 2 assists. The Stifle Tower didn't do much stifling, but he did have 16 boards, 13 points, Gobert did. Ricky Rubio had 16 points on 7 of 17 shooting, 6 assists, 4 boards. And Derek Favors, 6 of 12, 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks. Royce O'Neal got double digits off the bench, 13 points for him, 4 boards, and Raul Neto, 10 points for him, 4 of 6 from the stripe. So that will do it for Tuesday, February 12th. We'll check out some lines real quick. There's a lot of games here, 11 games for tomorrow. I'll make an unofficial pick since I don't have Mackage with me, but I'll give my take on it. The Nets are at the Cavaliers. The Nets are favored by 8. That looks kind of juicy. The Bucks at the Pacers. Bucks favored by 4.5. Indiana's kind of sneaky, but we'll see. Pistons playing the Celtics on a back-to-back for the Celtics. Celtics are at home, though. They're laying 4, which could be good. I mean, coming feeling good off a win. The Wiz at the Raptors. And the Raptors are favored by 10 at home, and that could be a good one to take. I kind of like that one. Sixers at the Knicks. Sixers are 9-point favorites. I don't know about the Sixers after blowing that one last night, but the Knicks do stink. The Grizz at the Bulls. The Bulls are laying 2.5. The Grizz are kind of sneaky, but they are playing a back-to-back. We'll see about that. The Heat at the Mavericks. Mavericks are favored by 3. I kind of like that one. I like that one a lot, actually, against our Southeastern Conference champs over there. The Kings at the Nuggets. The Nuggets are favored by 7.5. The Kings are a little sneaky. Denver did blow that game for me that last time, so I don't really trust them right now. But Sacramento also laid a stinker recently too, so we'll see about that one. I'm gonna stay away. Rockets at the Timberwolves. Rockets are favored by 4. Timberwolves have kind of been up and down, and you know Harden's gonna be going for 30 points. Let's see, the Warriors at the Blazers. Warriors are only favored by 3. The Rose Garden is a hard place to play. And the Suns at the Clips. Clips minus 8. I like that one too. I mean, you know what, we thought the Clips were tanking, but they kind of look good with their new pieces and like Shamet, they're looking good. So what I'm going to do, since it's unofficial and we don't typically do this, I'm going to make a little parlay for us. And I'm going to go and lay the 8 with the Clippers. And I am going to lay the three with Dallas. Do a little two-team parlay. We'll see how it goes. So that'll do it for today. I'm Bub Castle. Thanks for listening. Favorite us, like us, comment. Let us know you're there. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll see you later. We'll be right back.